retirement is still going on, that I graduated from 1939, and we still getting together once a year. And so my wife passed away, that her, she'd always had to fry a lot of chicken and things. And I still go to it. We in the 60th anniversary.
Do you see the people from your graduating class on a regular basis too, though, outside of that?
Not too often, no. I did when I was still working in the store a lot, but when I got out of the grocery business and started with the county. Now, I did associate some with like that, but now I get the all the people we get to see. We had, my class was 70, and we almost still got half. That's a record.
That's, yeah, impressive.
So we still a lot of us around. I believe it's, see, 35. Seems like it's down to about around 30, I believe it is, we still got. Mm-hmm. So it's dropped some, but it's not, it's pretty, still pretty close to half. So that's, nobody can hardly believe it, but it is. But they're passing on real quick now. I've noticed since I've gotten up in the 80s, how fast the funerals are coming around and things, you know. So I'm been blessed with good health for all the years for me, for 85, and still going strong. I stay busy all the time. Never get caught up around the house, you know, work outside and things like that. I try to do that myself, what I can, because I need to stay busy. Everybody says, don't quit, don't sit down. Mm-hmm. So I always figure that's what I leave it to, led to, that's the reason I'm still here. I try to be active as much as I can.
You said when you were younger, you were delivery boy at the store. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any fun stories or anything that, you know, or memories that stick out from when you used to deliver things, people, odd deliveries you ever had to make, or people that you delivered to often that you remember from Roswell?
Yes, there's a lot, I guess. Back in the years when I was driving, I started driving when I was 12 years old, but you didn't have to have a license, and there wasn't no traffic. All these other roads that's paved now were dirt roads, most of them, except what's right in the middle of Roswell. Hawkin Bridge was a dirt road, roughest road I've ever seen. And wintertime, and we had a lot of big snows back then, and the roads, they'd just get where you couldn't hardly pass. You couldn't hardly travel on them. And we thought it was fun to get stuck, all that kind of stuff. And when I got 16, they passed a law that you had to have a driver's license. And I'd been driving all that time, you know. But like I said, there wasn't no traffic, and you hardly ever heard of a wreck much, unless it's a drunk or something. But quite a lot of little things happened. I can't really think of some of them right now. I had one on the I always thought the best one I got was on the school bus one time. I was going down Mansell Road, and the Mansell's had that big farm where the car place is, right below Walmart. And then he had a tenant's house down below there, and they had some people living in it. And then they had two kids. They rode my bus. And I was on the fire department. When I got down to this house below them where the Mountains live, I saw smoke coming out of this kid's house. I had to stop and let them off, and I told them, I said, y'all stay in the bus, don't come in the house yet. And I saw the fire and the smoke, so what I did,